Bitcoin and gold fall together as a hot CPI print revives rate hike bets. Bitcoin and gold sold off in tandem on June 10, 2026, after reporting pointed to a May U.S. inflation reading running at its fastest pace in roughly 3 years. CoinDesk framed the move as a rate hike bet hitting every hedge at once, and the price action backed that up. Bitcoin traded at $61,148, down 3.5% over 24 hours and 8.4% on the week, while gold slid alongside it rather than catching the usual safe haven bid. The rest of the majors moved with it. Ether was at $1,624.79, 4.0%. XRP at $1.11, 4.8%. Solana at $64.14, 4.6%. And BNB at $586.16, 3.0%. All prices as of June 10, 2026. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 14, deep in extreme fear territory and roughly where it has camped for most of the past week. The inflation print behind the move, Reuters reported that May consumer inflation likely rose at its fastest pace in 3 years, with the United States energy bill pushed higher by the Middle East conflict feeding through to gasoline and other products. The same reporting argued the print gives the Federal Reserve more reason to keep interest rates unchanged this year rather than cut. That last point is where the framing splits. Reuters described the data as ammunition for the Fed to hold steady, while CoinDesk described markets pricing a rate hike bet. Both readings push in the same direction for risk assets: higher for longer policy, a firmer dollar, and less appetite for assets that pay no yield. Whether the next move is a hold or a hike, the market reaction was the same: a broad de-risking that did not spare the two assets investors most often label as inflation hedges. Two hedges, one drawdown. The uncomfortable detail is the correlation. Gold and Bitcoin are pitched in very different circles as protection against currency debasement and policy error. On a day defined by an inflation surprise, both fell. When a real rate shock hits, cash and short-dated treasuries become the assets that hold up, and almost everything priced off a discount rate, gold and Bitcoin included, gets marked down together. For Bitcoin specifically, the past 2 weeks have already been rough. The 8.4% 7-day decline lands after a stretch that ranked among its worst since the 2022 cycle, and the extreme fear reading has not lifted despite several attempted bounces. A single hot data point was enough to knock out the latest one: the read for crypto spenders. This is a market structure story rather than a card story, but it touches anyone holding spending balances in volatile assets. A 3% to 5% daily move across the majors is a direct hit to the purchasing power of a BTC or ETH balance loaded onto a card. Users who keep their spending float in dollar-pegged stablecoins avoid that mark-to-market swing entirely, since a USDC or USDT balance does not reprice when the Fed narrative shifts. The flip side is opportunity cost. Funding a card from a depreciating asset during a drawdown locks in losses at the point of sale, while spending stablecoins and holding volatile assets separately keeps the two decisions apart. None of this is a call on where prices go next. It is a reminder that the asset you spend from is its own choice, distinct from the asset you invest in. For now, the catalyst is macro, and the timing is the data calendar. The official CPI release is the next hard checkpoint, and a print that confirms the 3-year high estimate would reinforce the higher for longer trade. A softer number would give the bounce another try.